welcome to Newsy's Nook, a podcast where you can sit and relax while I try not to wet my pants. I am your host, Newsy Baby. I'm currently in a fresh pamp because I had a little friend over this past weekend. I had Merman Little. He's on his California tour. He's making his way up and down the coast. He started in San Diego and he came to visit me on his way up to San Francisco here in sunny Santa Barbara. And we hung out. We met for lunch yesterday and then he came over to my place and we patted each other up. And like the littles we are, we were very particular in how our tapes were done. I failed at the job miserably. He did admirably. And then we went out to drinks in downtown Santa Barbara. He was so freaking cute in his outfit. So I wore a Tykeables short all with like this space onesie that I super love. And he wore one of my old school striped ones. And he was so cute because he had this little backpack on and he was waddling down the street. He was so freaking cute. And then he's a glutton for, you know, public humiliation, because as we were walking back to the car, I was like, so are you gonna drive us back home in just a onesie? And he's like, yeah. And then I was like, well, I guess I'll join the party then. I don't know, he's super cute. And then we went back to we got pizza, and then we came back to my place. We watched Luna and snuggled on the couch and squished around. So it was super fun. Thank you, Merman Little, for coming to visit me up here in sunny Santa Barbara. And I'm excited to see him at Diaper Active, which is this Saturday at the Bullet in the LA area. So remember, Diaper Active this Saturday at the Bullet, $5 cover charge. Jam-packed episode today. Jam-packed episode. We're going to talk about miners and how some ABDL accounts protect themselves, what you should do if you find yourself interacting with one or if you stumble across a profile. And I also wanted to talk about Little Space. Merman Little is way littler than I am. He's a baby. I am not a baby. I am a responsible adult. I've just seen a lot of questions online of like how do you get into Little Space and what does that mean to be in Little Space? And so I bring on a special guest, and they talk about, you know, how do you get into Little Space and their journey. And they have a really nice thing to say about how he was able to relive his childhood by being in Little Space and how it's a very good mental reset for him. So I'm excited for this episode. So let's get into it. So recently, Steve Burns, who was the original host of Blue's Clues, posted on Twitter about where he's been in the last 20 years, you know, since he left the show, because he was doing the show and then he left. And he basically said that, you know, he went off to college and he, you know, he did that and he accomplished some things. And the Twitter, I never watched Blue's Clues, to be perfectly honest, but I know of him. I recognized his face. And I thought it was just a cool post for, you know, people who watched Blue's Clues as a kid growing up, and now you get to see, like, oh, you know, that host that, you know, did my favorite TV show, he went off to college and he accomplished some things. And it didn't faze me when the video was posted until I saw one ABDL account saying that, saying like, why are baby furs and ABDL accounts posting on this post? It's kind of dangerous. They said it's dangerous because they're having direct contact with minors and vanilla accounts. And I do see that. I do see, you know, if your account is public and, you know, you have diaper pictures on there and you've liked and retweeted other diaper and kink related content, and you know, someone's scrolling through the comments and they see your profile and they click on it, now they're exposed to it. So I get where that account's coming from. I don't think Steve's post was meant for minors. I think that you know, it was just Nickelodeon Jr. was the account, and yes, that is geared towards kids, but I think the post of itself was geared towards more millennials, you know, geared towards people, you know, who grew up with Blue's Clues. So I see both sides of the argument. I see, you know, yes, should ABDL accounts post on, you know, vanilla accounts? I don't think so. But I also see that, you know, sometimes, you know, that does happen, because, I mean, look back at the election, you know, there are some kink accounts that are very passionate about current events and very passionate about politics. And, you know, they were retweeting, you know, Biden and some Trump and, you know, Kamala Harris. So, you know, it does happen because, you know, that's what you're passionate about. So I did an Instagram poll because I just wanted to see, you know, where do my followers stand on it? So I wrote, was it wrong for ABDLs to comment on the post? 31% said yes, and 69% said no. So a majority of people, or more people, said no to it being not wrong. And I agree. I agree that, you know, I don't think it was wrong, but it does open up the conversation of, you know, how do you protect your account from minors looking at it or seeking you out or wanting to look at your content? So I've had this conversation with ABDLs a bunch of times. It's a huge topic. And I always get, you know, oh, my account is locked so that I can protect minors from seeing my contact. My account, Newsy Baby, is locked because someone convinced me, like, you know, it's just safer if your account's locked, because then you can pick and choose who sees your content. So I wanted to open it up to my followers. And so I did an Instagram poll and I said, should ABDL accounts be locked? 47 said yes, and 53% said no. So basically half and half. And I got a lot of comments because, of course, everyone was like, well, I want to explain it. And I was happy for people to explain it because I want to know. So a lot of people said, you know, it depends on my comfort level. Some people said my account's open because I don't show my face, and I'm perfectly fine being out in the open. Other people said, you know, I'm locked because I like to pick and choose, you know, who my followers, and I can vet them. But then another conversation that was brought up was, you know, minors will lie to try to follow you, right? I think we all did it as kids growing up, right? We would go on to GayTube or something and they would ask, like, oh, are you over 18? And then, you know, little 16-year-old self would say, oh, yeah, I'm 18, even though that's a lie. And you see it on Instagram and Twitter too, right? You come across a profile that, you know, it doesn't have an age, but, you know, it says, like, oh, I'm a diaper lover. And so you don't know that they're underage until they kind of slip up. I've had that experience where I've accepted one person, and then when I was on their Instagram live, I was like, you are not, sir, you are not over 18. And so I blocked them. A lot of people said that social media accounts need to have better age verification standards. You know, verifying that, you know, you are over 18. But then that opened up a can of worms of, you know, if these social media sites started requiring you to upload, you know, your driver's license or, you know, God forbid, a birth certificate, would you still have that ABDL account, or would you still have that kink account? Because now you're, because for some people, they want it separated. Like for me, I have a separate email for my Newsy Baby stuff because I don't want the two accounts interacting. You know, I don't want like a slip up to happen. So I think there would be a lot of ABDL accounts or a lot of kink accounts that would no longer exist if, you know, if social media accounts would need like a further form of age verification. So that's a slippery slope. Another person brought up, you know, there should be more education about sex and sex culture and kinks, because then, you know, minors wouldn't have to sneak around on the internet looking for what they enjoy. And then, you know, another conversation that was brought up is like, let's say a minor reaches out to you. You know, they found your account and they reach out to you. What do you do? So I did an Instagram poll on this, and 92% of people said block them. Block them immediately. And then 8% said don't block them. Which I thought was interesting. 8% said don't block them, because it seems like the majority of people on Instagram that I interact with, you know, they'll always post like, this person's a minor, you need to go block them right now. And an interesting argument that I've heard about not blocking them is that, you know, these minors will eventually come of age. And so once you block them, you know, you're not going to check back in, you know, a year or two and be like, oh, he's 18 now, I guess I'll unblock him, right? Like, you've officially blocked them before they've even had a start to, you know, be able to be their own content creator, let's say. But then I see also the argument of, you know, block them immediately because, you know, they've now put themselves out in the open. They've now exposed themselves. So, you know, sorry, game over. You're now officially blocked. Another person brought up that they don't block minor accounts because, you know, when a minor reaches out to them, they just say, hey, kiddo, or hey, I don't feel comfortable talking with a minor. This person's account is locked, so I'm not going to accept you, but feel free to reach out when they are 18, which I think is a more democratic way of doing it. You know, it doesn't make the person on the other side of the screen seem, you know, bad about doing it. It's more educational. It's saying like, hey, you know, these are the standards. We don't accept minors in the community. You know, come back when you're of age. Another person brought up, and I didn't think about it this way until they brought it up, but you see a lot on Instagram people posting like, hey, this person's a minor, you need to go through your followers and block them immediately. And this person brought up that now puts a bullseye on this minor's account for predators to now reach out to them. So I thought that was interesting, because I had never thought about it that way. I had never thought about, like, because, you know, when people post that, you're thinking like, oh, they have good intentions, you know, and they probably still do have good intentions when they're saying go block these accounts. You know, they're just trying to inform the masses like, hey, this is a minor account, be on guard. But this person brought up an interesting fact of like, you know, when you do that, you are now putting a bullseye on that minor's account for then predators to go message them. I know that's not the intention, but this person brought up like, you know, that is a byproduct of what happens, or that is a possibility of what could happen. I think, you know, what I've brought up today is definitely just scratching the surface of the conversation that I think a lot of kink accounts go through all the time. Everyone has their own risk management, and that's what they're comfortable with. And if you're just starting out, I think it's time for you to sit down and figure out, you know, what are you comfortable with and what's your risk management. Thank you, kiddos, for having that conversation with me. I want to switch it up now and talk about something a little more fun, Little Space. How do you get into Little Space? And how do you know what age you are? So I brought on Mr. Little Dylan. He has a super cute Instagram account. Go follow it. It's at Mr. Little Dylan. And he has all these posts about like how to get into Little Space and, you know, once you're in Little Space, what can you do? And so I thought it'd be really cool to talk to him about how does he get into Little Space and, you know, how do you figure out what little age you are? And so I brought him on, I brought him into Newsy's Nook and he explains to me Little Space. Well, thank you so much for coming to Newsy's Nook and talking about Little Space.
Oh, of course.
I guess the first thing I want to ask is, how do you get into Little Space?
It always depends. I know everybody's Little Space is pretty different. I have a caregiver, so that definitely puts me more into Little Space because I have her to help me get there. Before I had caregivers or in between caregivers, usually if I had a really stressful day or if I needed time to relax, anything like that, I would sort of be able to slip into Little Space just by simple things like watching a movie, a kid movie or a kid cartoon. Definitely going into the store and going to the baby aisle, that definitely triggers it.
Do you think it's required to have a caregiver, or do you think people could get into Little Space by themselves?
I for sure don't think it's required to have a caregiver. I know tons of littles that prefer not to have caregivers actually because it's just their space. They want to have like that private time to regress and go back to a time where they felt better.
And then what about, you know, I always feel like it's such a daunting task getting into Little Space because, you know, I don't do it very often. I'm like, am I here yet? Like, do you find it takes a lot of time to get into Little Space? Do you think like it takes 5 minutes or is it like a natural process that you just go through the motions and then there's just a moment where you're like, ah, I'm here?
I think for me, it definitely differs. There are times where it just automatically happens, like just like that. And there are other times that it does get a little harder to get into it. I know some people go into Little Space even involuntarily. So anything could trigger that and they're just immediately in Little Space, no matter if they're in public or around people. But for sure, for me, it takes, I don't think I can involuntarily do it. Like, I think it takes a little bit of a trigger to help me get there.
Right, like going to the store or watching a movie or like...
Yeah, exactly.
Once you're there, is there like something that you really enjoy doing in Little Space? Is there like a go-to activity you do or a go-to, I don't know, thing you might enjoy doing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm very big on typical little boy stuff like cars, dinosaurs, really into construction. So my caregiver has gotten me a lot of construction toys and cars. And definitely every time I'm in Little Space, you can see me playing with a car or a dinosaur. Toys is like a big thing for my Little Space. I love toys, like any type of toy. I'm really into toys. Like other people like coloring or watching a movie. I know a lot of littles do enjoy toys, but it's definitely more, my headspace is more baby. So it's all about toys.
Is there a top toy that you're like currently obsessed with?
Ooh, definitely the VTech cars. The VTech cars have their own ramps and everything. And they, once you turn them on, they have a magnetic track that goes, that only connect to the tracks and make noise only if they're on the track. They're the best toy for me.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. I like cars.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's really good. VTech has a great ton of toys for actual babies and even Little Space because they're not too babyish where you can't get entertained by them, you know. Mm-hmm. But they're good, they're babyish enough and they have that sense of like of toddler and kid, and they have so many toys that for like every age range that I recommend VTech a lot for a lot of littles.
Oh, I'll have to check them out. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Target has them.
Oh, they do? Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Target.
Yes.
So when I was going through your Instagram, I think my favorite post of yours is like a nonverbal guide because my partner isn't like an ABDL. I mean, he kind of is a caregiver, but he's also a nurse. So I can never figure out if he's like caregiving me or if he's just treating me as like a patient. But you have like this nonverbal guide of like fussing and whining. Do you feel like these nonverbal cues also really put you into a little space?
Oh, for sure. My caregiver can immediately detect if I'm feeling little or slipping into little space because I do go nonverbal. And I've noticed that those posts and those tips really blow up because everyone, a lot of littles deal with that. A lot of littles completely go nonverbal. I say some things, some sentences. It depends on the age that I can regress into. But a lot of littles, even if they regress to the age 5, they still go nonverbal because it's just their way of their little space.
Right. You can't talk like a baby the whole time. You know, the baby's not talking the whole time. It's just making noise. And so I love your grabby hands, 'cause to me that's like the most little thing. Like I always feel when I do feel little, grabby hands is such like a little feeling. And whining, I always pout. I'm a very pouty, sassy baby when I become a little. And when I read your post, I was like, yep, that's me.
Yeah, same. I'm always doing grabby hands, very pouty. I whine a lot.
Aw. What about what's your regression? What's your little's age?
I am 1 to 2. I used to be actually 1 to 3, and there was a time where it wasn't that popular. It wasn't that big. I didn't know anyone else who felt this way. So for the things I did know that I've seen online, it was very small. So I still felt weird about it. I felt ashamed in a way. And I
Oh.
took a year off from anything ABDL, anything little space, anything like that.
Right.
I threw out all my stuff.
Oh no, you purged.
I did. And I ended up returning to little space only to be smaller because I had repressed that side so much. So being even 2 to 3, I'd say I was always around 3. And then after getting rid of that and repressing that side and trying to ignore it, I only came back smaller. That's why I think it's so important that everyone validates their little side and takes care of their little side, because if you have it, you need it. It's a great coping mechanism, whether it's age regression or if it's ABDL, and you can get into that space. It's a good coping mechanism, whether you regress mentally or even if you just put on a onesie.
Right. It's such a mental reset. I feel the same way. Like when you've had a stressful week, something as simple as just like putting on a diaper could like make you feel better. And then, you know, you just add like the sweet little toys onto it and the grabby hands and the cartoons. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, why spend $1,000 on therapy when I can just put a diaper on? So I've always wondered what because people always ask in this community, like, you know, what's your age? And I can never figure it out. Did you go off of a website? Did you, because, you know, we don't remember what we were like when we were 1 and 3. So how did you figure out that age? 'Cause I can never figure out what my age. So I always say middle because I like to be in control even when I'm in that space a little bit.
I think that there are guides. There are a few guides that are float around. I have a guide that I made that I don't have posted. I should repost it because I think it is very helpful.
Yes, post it. I'll definitely post it on my story.
There are definitely guides. And when I'm the oldest in my family, so I've taken care of every baby I can. And just knowing like the typical traits of like a 1-year-old or a 2-year-old definitely helps to know, well, this is kind of a 1-year-old thing, or this is kind of a 3-year-old thing. But I noticed that a lot of littles don't even have an age. They don't go by anything. They just do whatever they like. They like whether they feel bigger and they still want to have a pacifier and a diaper, whether that be like if they have 7-year-old traits, but they still want to have a pacifier and a diaper and baby toys. I don't think you have to have a set age. I don't think that it's necessary. I know a lot of littles do like to feel comfortable to have a specific age range so they know this is how they regress. But I'm definitely more open. I know my age just from experiences with actual babies and stuff. But I definitely don't like to go by specific ages. Like if I'm little, I'm just little. It doesn't have to be a specific, you know? I just like to be small, because when you're small, you're not thinking about how old you are. So when you're big, it should kind of be the same thing. Like, yeah, I regress, and that's it.
Right. You don't walk around all day being like, I'm 28.
Right. Right.
It's like, no, I'm an adult. And so when you're little, yeah. I totally agree. Yeah. Cause I've never figured out my age. And so when people ask, I'm just kind of like, I am me.
Exactly.
I am me and I am doing me. And if you would like to come along and join me, great. Thanks.
Exactly. Yes.
Age regression. I see. I always thought little space and age regression were like the same thing. So explain to me as a novice, is there a difference between little space and age regression? Does age regression require diapers? Like, what's going on there?
I personally, it's a very tricky subject because I consider myself non-community. I don't want to be associated with any community, whether it's ABDL or age regression, because age regression has a lot of stigma as well as ABDL does. I don't want a label on anything. And I think that should be the same for everyone else. Whether if it's sexual for you, yes, you should probably put a label on it. If people don't want to be around, not safe for work things. But if you're just, and I've been seeing that a lot lately, is a lot of people are coming out more non-community, because at sometimes you could be doing age regression where it's non-sexual, and then you could be doing ABDL and sexual. I know a lot of people that do age regression are more, it's more of just a mental state rather than like age playing where you could have a caregiver, but age regression, you still have caregivers. So it's like, we're very similar. Age regression and ABDL is very similar, as well as little space. I consider little space any little. If you're a little, whether you're ABDL, whether you're age regression, you're a little. I don't like separating anybody because, I mean, the world is already weird about age regression and ABDL. We already have the world against us. So it's kind of like we have to like come in the middle somehow and just stop putting so many labels and so many stigmas and so like all of these things. I think that every little should just respect each other, come together. Like, you're a little, you like regressing, you're a little, you like diapers, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, there is such a, I was talking about this last week on how, you know, messing in itself has a stigma, which I always think is crazy, because like wearing diapers is already a stigma or already is already taboo. So why would you put a taboo on top of a taboo? Like, like, why can't we all just get along? Like, you know,
exactly.
Why can't, like, if it's not your thing, okay, great. You don't have to do it, but you know, that's my thing and that's what I enjoy. So can we find like a middle ground of just being
exactly
part of this same community, or so to speak.
Right. Like, I mean, I feel the same way with anything within little space and with anything within these communities. If you don't agree with something that somebody does, such as messing or even using their diaper at all, then whatever, man, if you don't like it, cool for you, but still let's all have respect for the fact that we're still all little, we're just all babies. It's just at the end of the day, we're just all babies. It doesn't matter. The same with actual babies. Some babies like pacifiers, some babies don't. It's the same way in these communities.
Right. Do you have a pacifier? Are you a huge pacifier person? Yeah,
I do. I have about like 20 of them. I like collecting them more because there's so many kinds. I rarely, and my caregiver is crazy about it because we're always getting new ones. She doesn't understand why I don't use the ones I have. I collect them, and I like, as soon as I get a new one, I'll use it like once or twice, but I never seem to reuse the ones I already have, so I have like a whole stash.
That's so interesting. I feel like I'm collecting onesies because I have like 20 onesies, but I always wear the same two.
Yes.
But it's just that like enjoyment of like, I have all these onesies.
Yes, exactly.
So when you were talking about like so I asked on Instagram like what people were interested in, and I got this really interesting question, and hopefully you can help enlighten them. They said, as a daddy dom, I'm terrified of interactions with non-sexual ABs. When you go into little space, does it need to be sexual? And if it's not, like, does it need to be sexual when you go into little space?
I don't think so. I think everybody has... This is my big thing with my account, is that anybody could be a little, which means like a lawyer or a doctor, like you don't know who's actually regressing into little space. I think that anybody can be a little within the same fact that anyone can be sexual, anyone can be non-sexual. It just depends on people's preferences. For me, my little space isn't sexual, but I know a lot of people that go into little space and can be sexual. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that necessarily. I think that it, whatever helps you, I think at the end of the day, whatever helps you regress and whatever helps you be happy is what you have to do. And you can't worry about what other people think. You can't worry about any of the stigmas or anything that's going on in the community. You can't stress over it. You just gotta know what you like, say, this is what I like. And then you'll draw people to you that have the same interests. And if people don't agree with how you regress, or, I mean, this goes for anything in day-to-day life, is people don't agree with it, then those people don't matter.
Right. If they don't pay the bills, they don't mind.
Exactly. Exactly.
And of course, consent, right? Like, you know.
Oh, yes. Yes.
If you're starting to feel like if you're not a sexual AB and, you know, whoever's with you is starting to get sexual, I think it's so important. And it shouldn't feel weird. It's strange to me how, like, we live in this society where we're always saying consent. And then when we're put in these situations, it's almost a little bit shameful when you say, like, oh, no, I'm not yes. into that. It's like we almost have to reteach ourselves into saying, like, no, I don't want this. I'm not saying no to you. It's just I don't want that.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's a big thing, is that I feel that I've had the same experiences where if sexual experience and something wasn't going exactly the way I wanted it to go, and I wanted to say no, but I didn't say no because I didn't want to either ruin the scene or I didn't want to ruin that relationship with that person. And I think the same, it definitely goes the same for little space, especially because if you're a non-sexual little and anyone tries to be sexual with you and you don't stand up for yourself, that could really tamper with your little space. And if it's a coping mechanism for you, like it is for most people, I think that definitely can put some damage on, like, your little side, because you have to treat your little side the way you would treat an actual baby. You have to cater to your little side. You have to take care of your little side. And, like, your little side is just as much important as your adult side, I believe. And to be able to balance it and take care of both and still be able to do adult things, but still be able to relax and be little, is super important. And I think that everyone should definitely focus more on that.
Right. It's that whole psychological trope that they always bring up. Like, you have to take care of your inner child, right? Like, if you have,
yes,
if you have some issues in your adult life, it's because you didn't, you know, you need to address your inner child. And it's almost crazy that that ABDLs in general, that, like, that's what we're doing.
Like, yes, yeah.
We are literally doing what therapists are telling us. We're addressing our inner child. We're just doing it in a very forward way.
Yes.
I had another question on Instagram. What happens if they can't turn, like, if there's such an in control person where, like, you know, everything that they do, they're always making the decisions. How do they turn that part of their brain off so that they can just enjoy, being, you know, regressing and being in little space? Like, do you have any tips on, like, how do you turn it off if you're always in control or if you feel like you're always distracted?
I feel like I've had the same issues. Sometimes it is pretty hard to get into little space. It's hard to enjoy that side of you when you know you have so many adult responsibilities to do. And there are tons of people, I think every little's experienced this, where they have what they call a little space block, where you can go, like, days or months or even years without being able to feel little or aggress or have any interest in anything little-wise. And my best advice would be to cater to that side, take care of that side, because essentially your little side is hurt and your little side, there's something going on there where you can't regress for whatever reason. So you have to dig deep and figure out, well, why am I not able to regress? What is happening? Is it because I'm too worried about all these responsibilities? Because if so, then you kind of have to kick yourself into gear and push yourself more to try to relax, because at the end of the day, your adult responsibilities will still be there, but your little space can end up leaving. And then you repress, and it's an entire mess. The best thing I would do, honestly, is the advice I give to littles who've come to me and asked if that they're having little space block, whatever you like to do in little space and you're having trouble doing it, do it times 10. If you like to color in little space and you're coloring and you're just not feeling it, get a new coloring book, get a new set of crayons, buy your little side or give your little side a new sense of a new topic. Like if you like watching Disney movies and you've been watching the same Disney movie to feel little and it's just not going for you, try watching a new Disney movie. See how it, you just have to kind of try new things, because sometimes as actual children, your little side gets bored. You're like, well, we've done this. You know, I've colored this coloring book like 27 times. So you have to be like, well, how about we get a new coloring book? Let's see if that works. And it usually does. You have to do the things that you enjoy doing as a little and kind of just focus on that and be able to try to coax yourself kind of back into it.
Right. That's so interesting. When you brought up like your little side can get bored, I can totally see that. Right.
Yes.
Like, right. Yeah. Like, I totally get that, because sometimes, you know, you put like for a while I was just every weekend I would put on a diaper, and then I remember one weekend where I was like, I'm not into this.
Yes,
but,
yeah.
But it wasn't that I was shameful, right? Like I knew I wasn't purging. It was just kind of like I was bored, and I was like, why am I bored? Yeah. And I guess you're totally right. Like your little side can get bored if you just exactly. do the same thing over and over and over again. I wanted to bring this up. Hopefully it's not too touchy. What happens if what's your opinion on people? So for me, I always get into little space by getting high a little bit. It just helps like get right. over the hump a little bit. Is that fine? Like just
I think anything you gotta do, you know, anything. Like
in moderation,
I've
right?
Like yes. I've definitely smoked before and then been little. The same way it is kind of like when people like smoke or drink in order to like be able to have like really good sex. You know what I mean? It's like the same. I feel like it's the same thing. If you have to smoke or drink, or as long as you're being safe about it. But if you have to do something in order to enhance that side of you and be able to get to that side of you, I'm totally for it. I know a lot of littles that really mainly will smoke weed and it enhances their little space and they feel even better than when they're sober.
Right. Right. Another question I got is, taking pictures. How much is taking pictures of yourself part of regressing? So for me, I always take pictures. It's almost like I need to do it once I, you know,
right.
put it on. Is it the same for you? Do you feel like you have to do this whole photo shoot once you've made it to little space?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes if I'm in like a really good little space, I'm like, I should take a photo shoot. This would be really cute, you know? A lot of my photo shoots I do by myself, but a lot of them I also do with my caregiver. So it's definitely the ones where I'm with my caregiver are definitely like peak little space. But a lot of times my photo shoots, I'm not even little. A lot of times it helps to set everything up and be like, well, I'm going to take this little photo shoot. And then I end up regressing in the middle of the photo shoot because just putting myself in that surrounding and being able to capture it, I automatically get little. Because sometimes it's hard to be little and then take photos. Because sometimes your little side is like, I don't want to do that. You know, like, it's kind of like.
Right. You're so hypercritical of the picture.
Right.
That you
right.
take yourself out of the headspace.
Right. Exactly.
And then when you do take the picture, you're like, I'm faking it.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
I totally see that. You're very lucky that you have a caregiver to take your pictures for you. I do not. When I went to Palm Springs with my partner, he took pictures and I thought it was going to help more, but then I was even more critical because I was like, oh, you're not a tripod. You're an actual person. So I want the picture to look like this. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I'm out of the space now. Dang.
Exactly. It definitely, it helps to have someone take pictures of you. I've noticed a lot of littles will be like, damn, I wish I had someone that could take pictures of me while I'm little. But it's also like, I delete so many pictures because my caregiver is great. She will act like a pageant mom. She'll be like, yes, like pose like this, do this. She'll stand on top of chairs and beds and whatever she can to get the perfect like angle. But after going through all of that, I'm just like, oh, I hate that. oh, I hate that one. So right. Like most of my pictures that I do post are like from me taking them, because only you know really like the right angles of like the best way your face is gonna look, or the best way that like your diaper can be shown.
Oh yeah, no, I like, and I don't know about you, but like self-image has always been like a constant struggle. And so taking pictures of me in a diaper, I've like grown to enjoy my own image a little bit more. Have you experienced right. that too? That like taking pictures of yourself in a diaper has almost like increased self-confidence a little bit? I don't know, it was crazy. And I've just noticed that the more times I take pictures of myself, the more I enjoy seeing myself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm a trans man, and before Little Space, dysphoria is so hard. Not knowing, like not feeling very boy in a lot of situations. And being trans and being able to be little and being able to be the little boy that I wasn't able to be is so healing for like my trans side. It's so healing for like my little side. And seeing myself in like the most boy pajamas with the most boy toys mm-hmm. and like the typical cliche baby boy, like everything has helped not only my little space, but my confidence as a man. And I'm like, well, that's like, when you look at some of my pictures, you're like, well, that is a little boy. You know, there's no doubt about it. That's a little boy. Right. And I've noticed that a lot of trans guys actually are littles. A lot of littles in the community are actually trans guys or trans girls, because you get to relive a childhood that you didn't get to have as the gender that you are. And I think it's so important. I was very cautious about coming out as trans for, I've had my account since 2018. And up until only last year, I had come out and said that I was a trans man. I'm 24. I have been out since I was 16. So I didn't want anyone to know I was trans, because now I'm on T. I've been on T for 5 months. But before that, I was pre-T. I was pre-everything. I didn't want to say I was trans so people would be like, well, oh, yes, for sure, you're trans. And coming to terms with being like, listen, I am trans, I never realized how much it could help the community, the LGBT community within mm-hmm. the Little Space community, because everyone had figured I was a cis boy just in a diaper, you know. And it was amazing to me, because that helped, knowing that like, okay, I definitely pass, everybody thinks I'm cis. But for me to come out as trans and then be able to open up and say like, just because you're trans doesn't mean that like your Little Space isn't valid, because it definitely helps so much with dysphoria, with anything, because people are seeing you as this little boy. You're kind of me and my caregiver have this where it's almost like when you have a caregiver, they get to re-raise you. And dealing with trauma, whether it be from like gender trauma or family trauma, anything, childhood trauma, Little Space is definitely a way, whether you have a caregiver or not, to re-raise that like inner child in you. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely totally helped my confidence. It's totally helped my body image. Of course, I'm pre-surgery, so every picture I'm like, oh, my flat, is my chest flat? But mm-hmm. it's definitely been so helpful that everyone is so supportive and everybody is so like, I didn't even know you were trans. Like, it's definitely such a great feeling. And I take a lot of pride in being able to not only help every little and inspire every little, but I have a lot of trans littles come to me now, and their Little Space is now helping with their confidence and their dysphoria. And I think that like Little Space is definitely something that is so important in that aspect.
I love that. I love that. I didn't realize that, but you're totally right. Reliving a childhood that you didn't get to at first, but now you're exactly. able to, being the person who you want to be. I love that.
Yes.
What about finding community? You know, I always feel like it always feels like you're alone, and then you look on the internet and you see like thousands of other, you know, littles right, and deals right. and stuff. And you're like, well, there's none around me. Where have you found community?
Really, like, honestly, being on Instagram and being able to connect with so many people, and Reddit, actually, if you go on Reddit.
Oh, I didn't realize yeah. it was huge on Reddit.
Reddit, if you look up any ABDL or age regression and then you have your location, I never realized. So I'm on Long Island. I'm in New York. I'm on Long Island. There's so many people on Reddit that were just like, hey, I'm here, blah, blah, blah. I'm here. And these people are like only like 10, 15 minutes away from where I live. Most people that I know were in the, like, are in the city.
Right.
I just expect people just to be in the city because it's the city. But there's so many people that I've seen that are like, oh, I'm here, and that's 10 minutes away from me. And it's so crazy to me because, you know, when you go to the store and you're like looking at little stuff and you're like, oh, I really want to buy this, but I don't want anyone looking at me weird. Mm-hmm. You never really know. What's helped me a lot is that you never really know who's a little. You never know who knows about it, who's a caregiver. You never know, like, who right. also is feeling that way in the store is like, oh, this is so weird. And like, I'm standing next to them and we're having the same thoughts, but we think that, you know, neither of us could possibly be a little.
Right, right. It like when the ABU hats came out, that was such a, like, who would have thought that just like hats would have been such a game changer,
right, for the yeah. community?
But it's so true, right? Like just seeing like the giraffe or the dragon, it was like, oh my gosh, now there's like a piece of clothing I can wear out in the world that doesn't give
exactly.
me that doesn't give me away, but totally gives me away in yeah, every sense yeah. of the word.
It's kind of like a secret society where like nobody else knows what that symbol means. But if you have the symbol and you know what the symbol means, then you know that other ABDLs and other littles are like around you. It's very cool. It's a very good idea.
Right. Right. No, I totally get it. I mean, as an adult, I've lived in Santa Barbara and I always feel like there's no one around. And then casually, right. like, you know, you'll scroll through Twitter and you'll find one and you'll be like, oh my gosh, like, hi. And then you have to try not to be as excited as like you right, really right. are, because you're like, I don't want to freak them out. And so you're like, hi, how are you?
Right.
But inwardly, you're like, I just want to be your friend. So we're not lonely.
Exactly.
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you for joining me in Newsies Nook. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Mr. Little Dylan. I also have a Tumblr and it's the same. It's the same at Mr. Little Dylan.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Bye.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right, kiddos. Well, I'm officially soggy, so I gotta go and change. I hope you had a fun time in Newsies Nook today. Feel free to follow me on my social medias at you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Newsy Baby, and make sure to follow me on Just for Fans for my adult content, little fun stuff over there, and make sure to use promo code Newsy Baby at the Playtime store. A lot of fun new products coming out. All right, kiddos, I gotta go. See ya. Bye.